Oh yeah, real lifers, citizens of the world, welcome to the Real Life Global Movement, where our mission is to inspire, empower, and connect the world through English.
We believe that English should be a fun and enriching part of your life that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want. Are you tired of boring lessons that suck the life out of your learning? Are you ready to step up your game and become a kick-ass English speaker?
Well, we're here to guide and inspire you on your journey to true lifelong fluency. It's time to stop just learning English and start living it. Ken again, aw yeah?
Aw yeah!
Aw yeah! Feels good after such a long time of not doing an aw yeah. This is Chad from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, and
cowabunga
way to learn English. So download this podcast right now and listen to us while you are stuck in traffic,
caffeinating yourself,
putting on deodorant,
playing kickball,
or making your bed. I'm joined here today in the studio with the man who taught the Ninja Turtles how to eat pizza, Justin Murray.
Oh yeah, great to be back after such a long break.
Yeah, it's been a very extensive break, probably a fair few months now. We've had a few problems. For example, our microphone broke was one of the problems.
Yeah, and we've just been really busy too.
We've been extremely busy traveling around the world. Right now though, we are back in Belo Horizonte, Brazil. How are you enjoying BH?
I love BH. BH is a great place.
It is, right?
Yeah.
And it is, we're recording this right now. It's the first podcast of 2016. So we have a lot of catching up to do, a lot to talk about with our awesome real life English listeners. But before we do anything, I think we should give some special people a big shout out.
Oh yeah.
So today's shout out is for a very special group of people, and for those of you who haven't been tuned in to the Real Life English platform or blog, you will not know that the reason we've been taking such a big break is because we've been developing Real Life Global. So what's Real Life Global, Justin?
Real Life Global is an interactive community where people from all around the world can come and practice their English face to face with other global citizens.
Yeah, exactly. So we've created this platform where you can have 3-minute conversations with other English learners from all over the world. And through this platform, we've actually created a really cool group of supportive people who have been helping us spread the word, helping us improve the platform, improve the community. And they are the Real Life Global Ambassadors.
Yeah, pretty much. These are the people that we saw stepping up, really modeling the idea of a global citizen.
Whoa. What do you mean by stepping up?
Stepping up means to elevate maybe their participation and also their attitude.
Yeah.
And so we recognize these people as very special members of our community.
Yeah, so should we go through them individually?
Definitely, let's do it. This group of 18 people from all around the world.
Yeah, I think 18 is including us.
So 15 of them?
Sure. You want to run through some of them?
Okay, to really give a big thank you to all the people who have been helping us, we have Mary Murray, Lucas, Betty, Gustavo, Max, Dominica, Mateos, Jaime, Maria, Lilia, Fernanda, Quinho, Ero, Conrad, and Marwa.
Oh yeah, big thank you and shout out to all you awesome Real Life Global Ambassadors. You mentioned Mary there. Her name is actually Mary Murray. Any relation?
She's my mother, yes.
Yeah.
She's been quite active on there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Mrs. Murray, you might call her, or Mary, if you have a more of a closer relationship with her. She lets me call her Mary.
Not me.
No, you have to call her Mom?
No. I mean, in Real Life Global, I call her Mary.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Do you call her Mom?
Well, when I talk to her, but
okay, sure.
You guys all call her Mary. So.
Yeah, of course. Cool. Well, yeah. So if you guys want to check out the platform, chat to all these awesome ambassadors, plus many other people from all over the globe, feel free to check it out. I mean, I'll suggest finishing listening to this podcast and then check it out. But just go to realifeglobal.com and you can go and instantly get access to that 100% free.
And we've been organizing 2 events per week at this point, but pretty soon we're going to organize this much more frequently. But you can go there anytime. But the best times to go there at this point right now are 7 o'clock on Wednesday, Brazilian time, which would be like 9 p.m. GMT, and Saturday at 12 o'clock BRT Brazilian time, and 2 o'clock GMT.
Cool, man. So that's it for today's shout out. We are still accepting 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We have received a lot in our break. Obviously, we're not going to go through all of them right now, but special thank you to all you guys who have left us a review. And keep them coming. We love to get some 5-star reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So let's move on with today's awesome podcast. And yeah, let's go straight into today's kick
ass
quote.
Oh, yeah.
I'm kick ass.
So, Justin, I believe you have come prepared with a kick ass quote today. Would you like to enlighten our listeners with some quote knowledge?
Yes, this quote is from a really great book that we've all read in Real Life English. It's something that's kind of important for a company culture. It's called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. Really recommend it. But the quote is, we do not see things as they are, we see things as we are.
Okay, pretty interesting quote. Can you repeat it one more time?
We do not see things as they are, we see things as we are.
Okay, what do you mean, and how would you dissect that quote and possibly make it relevant for a real-life English learner?
Well, I think from a global citizen perspective, right, we see other people and we think that we see them accurately, correctly. But a lot of times we're just seeing them through our own beliefs. So it's important to recognize that there are many perspectives. And that the truth is really almost like looking through different colored lenses, like glasses.
Sure.
So we do not see things as they are, we see things as we are. So our experience and our beliefs and the way that we think really affects how we see things. So one final time, we do not see things as they are, we see things as we are.
I guess this is relevant to English learners mainly because just how English is being used as a global language right now, like a lingua franca. So people are using the English language to talk to many different people from many different cultures. So it's important to keep that in mind, the fact that, you know, maybe the stereotypes that you have about a specific culture or whatever is possibly not true.
Or only from your perspective, right?
Exactly. For shizzle, man. Awesome quote. What's the name of the guy again?
Stephen Covey.
Stephen Covey.
C-O-V-E-Y.
And the book?
7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Really incredible book.
Okay, awesome. There you go. If you guys want to also have a nice book to read, there's one to put on your book list for 2016. So that's it for today's kick-ass quote. If you guys have any quotes which you think would be awesome for us to put in an upcoming podcast, just send them to me personally, chad@reallifeglobal.com, and I'd love to hear what your quote is. So let's move on to today's conversation topic.
What you talking about?
Ha 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 ha. You want to give your villain laugh?
I don't think I have one.
You don't have a villain laugh?
Ha 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 ha.
That sounds like Santa Claus.
He's a villain, isn't he?
Okay. Cool. So on the topic of villain laughs, a villain being the bad guy in a movie or a movie? Yeah, in any situation. What are we going to be talking about today, Justin?
We are going to be talking about catchphrases from superheroes and maybe even a villain or two.
Okay. A catchphrase is what, exactly?
A catchphrase is like that phrase or that sentence that famous characters use over and over, and this is what most people know them for.
Mm-hmm. And why would you say, like, a villain or two? Why do you say that? Why do you say like a or two? No, like, I'm going to go to the bar and have a beer or two.
Approximately, you don't know. It's something that's open to decision.
Okay. Generally, it means more than two though, right? If I said, hey man, I'm going to go down to the bar and just drink a beer or two, I'm probably going to drink more than two.
Yeah, you, because you're an alcoholic.
I don't know. I don't think that's a personal thing.
I'm joking. Yeah, you're right.
Just before we get started on this, do you have a favorite superhero?
A favorite superhero? That's a really good question. Actually, you know, I really like Neo from The Matrix.
Neo from The Matrix, okay.
What about you?
My favorite superhero would probably be Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's Australian.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was American.
Well, the actor, Hugh Jackman, is Australian. But second question, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Invisibility could be one. The power to read minds is another one, like Professor X from X-Men. Maybe you want the ability to morph into a huge green muscular monster.
I think if I can read books really, really fast and retain the knowledge, that would be an excellent superhero power.
It's not a superhero power. That's like a super intellect power, right?
Ah, but I would be a superhero. That would be a total superpower. If I could read books in like 10 minutes and retain everything, I'd learn so much.
Sure.
What about you?
I really like the idea of, there's a superhero called Nightcrawler from X-Men, where he can morph from like one place and poo, he's in a different place.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be really cool. There's also a movie called Jumper.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a great movie, yeah.
It's a similar superpower that they have where they jump from one place to another.
I changed my answer. That's what I want.
Because, you know, we could be here recording the podcast and I'd say, hey man, I'm just going to go and go to the beach in Hawaii right now. So I'll see you later. Boom, I'm there. I can go to Australia, visit my family, and the same day I'll be back in Brazil drinking some caipirinhas, you know?
Yeah, that's life, man. Chilling like a villain.
Chilling like a villain? Okay, there you go. What does that mean?
Chilling like a villain means...
First of all, what does... Because that expression is just funny because it rhymes. So my question is, what does chilling mean? And why did you not say chilling? You said chilling.
Okay. Well, it comes, I think, from like the word cool, right? Cool literally means, right, like something that's very cold.
Mm-hmm.
But cool in the sense of like, colloquially, it means something that's really awesome, right?
Yeah.
So the word chill came from this as well. And chill is like something that's really awesome. It means cold, but it means something that's cool too.
Uh-huh.
But they took this and made it a verb.
Yeah.
So I'm chilling. This is something that sounds kind of strange when you hear like an English learner say, what are you doing? Oh, I'm chilling.
Uh-huh.
And they say like the full word because it's usually colloquially we take the G off at the end.
Yeah, like a slang word,
yeah,
a slang expression.
I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I'm chilling means I'm just relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Having fun.
Yeah. You're not stressed out or anything. Like, yeah, I'm just chilling out, man.
Yeah. But you can also say, hey, man, chill out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. You might say another colloquial expression. Maybe this is just in Australia. If someone's getting really stressed or they're like, you know, arguing with you or something, you can say, hey man, take a chill pill.
Yeah.
You say that?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Chilling like a villain. So it's just a colloquial expression saying that you're relaxed, not stressed out.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense so much because do villains really chill?
No, I think it's just because it rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what are some of these superhero expressions you're going to share with us today, Justin?
Okay, I'm going to say them.
Okay.
And you try to guess where they're from.
Okay. Perfect. I'm pretty up to date with my superhero vocabulary, so let's see how I go.
And you there at home, dear listener, feel free to guess as well.
Okay. Just we won't be able to hear you.
Okay. Let's go. Okay. Up, up and away!
Oh, up, up and away. That is, Astro Boy?
No, you missed the biggest superhero of them all.
Okay.
Superman.
That's not Superman, is it?
Well, according to Google, it is.
Oh, okay.
I think it is. It's Superman, totally.
Okay, sure. Superman. Up, up and away. when would he say that, and what's he doing when he says that?
Well, I think he's going to save the day, generally.
Yeah,
sure. He puts his fist in the air. What does fist mean?
Fist is like your hand, like your closed hand, as if you're going to punch someone.
Yeah, so he puts his fist in the air,
mm-hmm.
and then he rockets into the air, right?
Like flies away.
Yep.
Yep. Fist, what would the little quick expression here on the sly is to be tight-fisted. What does that mean?
To be tight-fisted means to be cheap.
Cheap?
To not like to spend money on something.
Oh yeah, sure, exactly. Yep.
So somebody who's cheap is kind of a derogatory way to say that. But yeah. Tight-fisted is too, right?
Yeah, I think they're not nice expressions to use. It means tight-fisted because his hand's closed and he's not going to release like the money or the gold or whatever.
That could be kind of in a greedy way too, right?
Sure, sure. Yeah, it's related to greed.
So maybe like in a...
What's greed? Maybe people don't know what greed means.
Greed is when somebody has a lot of money or a lot of wealth and they don't share it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in a positive way, it's not a negative way, it's more like frugal.
Okay.
Frugal. What does frugal mean?
Frugal would mean the same thing, doesn't like to spend money, but it's more in a positive sense because they don't see the necessity to spending so much money on specific things. It's like they're being smart with their money as opposed to not wanting to share with other people.
Yeah. Or maybe just conservative, right?
Yeah, yeah. Up and away, what will be the next expression, super expression, for our listeners?
Okay, I'll give you an easy one. You missed the first one, but look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
Well, that one is definitely Superman.
It is.
Yeah.
You got it.
It's Superman.
Yeah, that was an underhand pitch.
What do you mean by an underhand pitch?
Well, in baseball, when you have a bat, right?
Yeah.
The pitcher throws the ball really hard, mm-hmm. overhand, right? Mm-hmm. Throwing it overhand, or they can underhand it and throw it really slow. Mm-hmm. So imagining Chad's playing baseball with a bat. I throw him the ball underhand. Really slowly for him to hit a home run.
Yeah, so it's easier for me to hit the ball. So if someone throws you an underhand, it means they make the situation easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you like a big Superman fan or something? Like the first two expressions are related to Superman.
I just didn't expect you to miss that first one.
Okay.
It's okay, man, because with great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, my spider senses are tingling. Obviously Spider-Man, yeah. Yep. Great. Superhero quotes.
Yes. What does that mean when he says that?
It means that if you have power, like if you are a leader or something like that, you also have to take that role with a certain level of responsibility, because it could affect people in a very negative way if you don't use your power or your leadership wisely.
Or you just have a really great opportunity to affect the world in a positive way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you hear about. Who are some really, really wealthy and famous people who help the world?
Bill Gates.
Yeah. Richard Branson, maybe?
Sure. Yeah. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. Yes. Uh-huh. I'm a big fan of him.
I can see your spidey senses are tingling just when I mentioned Elon Musk.
Did you see he landed the rocket? He sent the rocket up to space and he landed it?
You might say that he is a real-life Iron Man.
Yep.
Is another superhero.
There you go. And why is that?
Because he looks like Iron Man? I don't know. Why?
Wait, first of all, Elon Musk, he created PayPal, and he started a company named Tesla,
mm-hmm.
and he started a rocket company named SpaceX, and he's sort of creating the future
mm-hmm.
right now, and a lot of people consider him like the new Steve Jobs of the future. Yeah.
I think because his ideas are very advanced as well, like they're your everyday kind of entrepreneur, you know, he's doing stuff that people haven't even imagined about yet. I guess that's where he gets the Iron Man
mm-hmm.
comparison.
Like Tesla is basically creating like electric cars. They're eliminating gasoline.
Uh-huh.
And this is pretty incredible. And I think last year they had one of the best car ever, according to ratings.
Yeah, yeah.
But with SpaceX, their mission is to put a man on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And so recently, they took a big step to cutting the cost of space travel mm-hmm. by creating reusable rockets.
What does reusable mean?
Reusable means that you can use it again. Normally, like a rocket launches and most of the investment in the rocket is destroyed. Mm-hmm. It falls back down to Earth and you can't use it again.
Yeah.
But now they just created a rocket that can go up and land again.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if they had to destroy the plane every time you took a flight. That would not be very sustainable. But you can reuse it over and over again, so it makes air travel sustainable and it brings the price down. And so they say the same thing's going to happen with rockets.
Yeah. So there you go. A real life superhero. What would be Elon Musk's catchphrase? Well, he doesn't have one yet.
I would say something about, he always says, like, you have to think in first principles.
Okay. You want to elaborate on that?
Well, first principles are sort of going back down to, like, kind of the roots of reason.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of why you're doing stuff.
Yeah, to actually not be influenced by dogma or kind of, like, other people's perspectives on things. And mm-hmm. if you want to see if something works, you have to look at, use very, very hard logic.
Mm-hmm.
To see if it works and to experiment.
Sure. Cool. Well, let's get back to the real superheroes out there. Well, I guess they're kind of fake if you're comparing them to Elon Musk. But another catchphrase there, Justin?
Why so serious?
Ooh, why so serious? This seems like a villain's catchphrase. Would it be the Joker?
You got it.
Okay. So,
that's an Australian, right? Is that the only reason you know it? Because of
Heath Ledger?
Yeah.
Heath Ledger, he did play the Joker in the most recent, I guess, because I said the most recent because, what's the name of the Jack, who played the original Joker in the movie?
Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, there you go. Yeah, no, I think I know it because he was an awesome actor.
Mm-hmm.
He played that role.
He won the Oscar, right?
Did he win an Oscar for that?
I believe he did.
Okay.
He passed away.
Unfortunately, yes, he did. He passed away, but still, he is a great actor, played a great villain of the Joker.
Some people said that he got so lost in the role.
What's a role, and how do you get lost in a role in this case?
The role is the part you're playing in the movie or production.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you guys know, the Joker is a really crazy person,
mm-hmm.
right? He's completely lost his mind. And
oh,
so,
but by the way, the Joker is the villain from Batman. If you guys don't know, Joker is like that clown. He's smiling. He's very sarcastic, and he's kind of very creepy.
Yeah, and Heath Ledger did a really good job playing that. And some people believe that he confused maybe a little bit his life. That character, and it caused sort of like psychological problems.
Mm-hmm. But sure, but he did play a good role, so I could see how that could happen because he was really incorporating the Joker for sure. Took it to the next level. All right, what else we got?
This one is an R-rated one.
So, R-rated meaning?
Restricted.
Okay.
So if you are under 18, cover your ears right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are going to say a swear word.
Okay, let's hear it. I love swear words.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. That's how you gotta say it, man. That I definitely know who that is. That is from the movie Die Hard, and it's when Bruce Willis plays John McClane.
He's not technically a superhero, but I threw that in.
Cool, yeah, that's definitely a really cool cool catchphrase. And that is really more of a catchphrase because it's from the character from the movie. So when and how does he use the phrase... Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
I don't remember. What exactly was it?
Oh, so it's like a phrase that he says when he's just about to accomplish something. So he's just about to kill the bad guy. I think it's it starts from the first, it's like three or four Die Hard movies, and he uses it many times throughout mm-hmm. all these movies. But for example, the first one, I think he says it more casually, like throughout the start of the movie, so you kind of know he says that a lot. But then at the end of the movie, he's about to kill the bad guy. He's like, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Bam! And like, kills him. You know?
You're a big fan of Die Hard, aren't you?
I am, yeah. What do you mean by a big fan of?
Well, big fan, we say big fan, a big supporter, right? Mm-hmm. So we say the word big with that.
Oh, I thought you meant like a big fan, like that was like blowing air to keep us cool. Like we're just chilling.
Or like a really fat fan. A really fat supporter.
Yeah, yeah. I am a big fan of Die Hard. I mean, it's been a while since... Oh, they made the recent movie I didn't like so much. But mm-hmm. the originals, the first and the second, were great.
Okay. This one, let's see if you can get this one. I didn't know this one, but let's see. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That one's easy. That is the Hulk.
Really? The Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, no. I didn't.
Is that the wrong answer?
That's it.
Oh, that is the right answer. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because the Incredible Hulk says that because he transforms into that big green monster, which is the Hulk, when he's angry. So I was like, it's kind of like the Jekyll. What's the old story?
Again? Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde. You know, mm-hmm. like two sides of his personality. When he's angry, he becomes this big monster. But when he's calm, he's like the professor. He's like the academic. Side of his personality.
In some sense, we all have a Jekyll and Hyde inside of us, don't we?
Yes, I think you could say that. Maybe we all have the Hulk inside us as well. I've always wondered why, you know, when the Hulk turns into the Hulk, all of his clothes rip, except for his jeans become these, like, little tight shorts. How does he do that? He must have some kind of, like, spandex jeans that become shorts when he morphs. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it keeps it PG, though, right?
It does keep it PG. What do you mean by PG?
PG is a movie rating.
Like R, you just mentioned yeah. R rated.
So what are the movie ratings? We have PG is parental guidance, right?
Yeah.
Parental, right?
Yep, you have to be guided by a parent. I think it's like if you're under, I don't know, 12 or something like that.
So on the top, probably the most severe, right, is like X.
Is that even a real rating? I thought that was just something they use for porno movies.
Okay. It's the worst. It's the most severe. They're probably worse. I don't even know.
Okay.
There's NR. What does that mean?
I don't know. NR? We don't have that in Australia.
It means not rated.
Oh, okay. Not rated.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have R, 18 plus.
Yeah. R is, again.
R rated. It's yeah. restricted.
Yeah. PG-13?
Yep.
What's that?
Under 13, mm-hmm. parental guidance.
PG?
Same thing, right? Parental guidance?
Yeah, well, it's PG-13 is 13-year-olds, right?
Oh, okay.
And then PG is, can be younger if you have parents with you.
Okay.
And then G?
General. Anyone yeah. can watch M-15, right? You have that?
No, what is it?
Oh, in Australia you have like M, which is like a mature audience, you know, 15 plus. But you can't, that's... pretty lame-o. Between 15 and 18, there's another rating, but anyways. Cool, so that's the Hulk. The Hulk was the last one we did, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, so there you go, the Hulk. Just another really quick piece of information for all of you guys that don't know. The movie, The Hulk, the first one, was actually the best one. Was actually, the role of the Hulk was played by Eric Bana, who, you know, is Australian. I'm not sure if there's any... coincidence that all the best superhero roles are played by Australians, but it's just the truth.
With American accents.
Okay, sure. I'll give you that.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga. That is definitely the Ninja Turtles. Yeah, you still love them.
Yeah, growing up.
Was that like your cartoon growing up, the Ninja Turtles?
I was probably more like a DuckTales fan.
DuckTales, okay, I don't think we got that. I know what they are, but I never really watched it that much. Cowabunga, how do the Ninja Turtles use the phrase, Cowabunga, man?
How is it? What did they say? I don't remember.
I think it's just like saying cool, like, yeah, it's like how we say, like, oh yeah, they're like, Cowabunga. I think, like, one thing with the Ninja Turtles is that the era that it was made in, it's like, for example, one of the Ninja Turtles is Michelangelo. He's like your typical Californian slang, but it's kind of one era ago. They used words like rad, dude. You know, the way they speak is like an older era of like a Californian slang, I think.
If you want to get in tune with that, go back and listen to the first Real Life English podcast.
Why?
With Trevor.
Sure. But I mean, Trevor, he uses more common slang from California.
But there's some survivors. He has kind of that a little bit like that surf, a little bit like that surf culture, right?
Yeah, for sure. Cowabunga, man. Don't Eat a Cow. That was that's Bart Simpson, but it's the same kind of era of expressions. Cool. Want to do just one more just to finish up this podcast, Justin?
I'm the best there is at what I do, but what I do ain't pretty.
Okay.
I'm the best. I'll say it slower this time.
Okay.
I'm the best at what I do, but what I do ain't pretty.
Okay. I'm not really too familiar who that is, actually. It seems familiar, but I can't put a picture.
This is an American actor.
Okay.
From X-Men.
Okay.
The Wolverine.
Oh, come on, man. Hugh Jackman, we already mentioned that today. He's an Aussie. I mean, like, the actor's an Aussie, but obviously the character is probably American. Wolverine.
Yeah, definitely. Wolverine is a badass.
Ooh, badass. Or badass. What's a badass?
A badass is kind of like a hero in the dark justice sense. Like, kind of like Vin Diesel in The Fast and the Furious.
Mm, right? Sure.
It's kind of like muscular characters who save the day.
Yeah, they're not a villain, but they have like some bad aspects to how they get the job done.
Uh-huh.
You know, like Wolverine, he's not, you know, very ethical in the way that he solves problems. He doesn't have high morals. Although he's doing a good thing, he might do it using some sly badass moves, right?
It's more like a vigilante type justice.
Mm-hmm. What's a vigilante?
A vigilante is somebody who doesn't rely on the laws or the government to solve problems. They take the law into their own hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kind of like the Real Life English podcast. We're like the vigilantes.
It's pretty badass. Badass can also mean cool, too, right?
Yeah. Cowabunga, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cool, dude.
You know what? With great power comes great responsibility, so we're not going to abuse it.
Exactly. And just by saying that, I'm getting my spider senses a-tingling. I think it's time to get out there and save the world one English learner at a time.
To the bat pole, Chad.
To the bat pole. What is a bat pole?
Well, this is actually another one, but to the bat pole, Robin.
Okay. Hey, dude, if this was a Batman and Robin situation, I would definitely be the Batman. But I'm just joking. What is the bat pole in this case, do you think?
The pole is the pole, the like a long piece of metal, like you slide down, like a fireman pole?
Yeah, like the fireman, you see when there's a fire, they run and they hold onto that pole and go down to their fire truck. But in this case, it is the Batmobile.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Okay, Justin, but before we take off and slide down the bat pole, we just want to say it's been awesome recording another podcast. It's great. We're very excited to get the podcasts rolling again in 2016. We'd love to hear from you guys. If you have any requests, any suggestions, any ideas, or just want to say hi, feel free to contact me personally. It's chad@reallifeglobal.com.
And justin@reallifeglobal.com. And we would love to see you, meet with you, chat face-to-face on Real Life Global.
That's right. All you got to do is go to www.reallifeglobal.com and to make your profile, sign up, and chat to someone for 3 minutes, 6 minutes, become a friend, and chat with them for as long as you want on our badass platform.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's time to save the day, but you will hear from us next week on Real Life Radio. Cowabunga, man. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah.